what we have here, folks, is some nonsensical idiocracy that was taken, bereft of the Republican Party right now. It is. It absolutely is. And so I just cannot understand how absolutely stupid Republicans are. And I get it. And I get this idea that we have to save the Senate, right? We have to save the Senate because if we don't save it, then we will we'll lose it, and we'll have these gun-toting idiots or gun control people that are looking to impose all kinds of Marxism, and it's not going to be a good time. But the fact that we're going out and we're going after the same method, that was before. What do I mean was before? Meaning, you're going to walk back into the exact same setup that you did before. The exact same setup. The exact same setup that took place on November 3rd. And people are, and it's pretty faces saying dumb things. Pretty people saying dumb things and that don't understand what's going on, that don't understand the complexity of what's going on. And it's this. And it's all stemming from what Lynn Woods is trying to do. What is he trying to do? He's trying to negotiate, as lawyers do, for a better outcome. Trying to update for a better outcome. What does that mean? Everybody lost their mind yesterday. Welcome to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. And I'm talking about this. What am I talking about? I'm talking about pretty faces on Twitter and in the Republican movement. I got into it with this girl, Anna Kraken, ironically enough. Because she's saying, if you say don't vote into Georgia, then you're an idiot. Ugh, smacking myself in the head. And it comes from what Lynn Woods said yesterday. It comes from what Lynn Woods said yesterday when he said, if Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue don't earn your vote, then don't vote for him. And it comes back to this. You have a section of the GOP right now, including President Trump. And I'm not throwing this at him. He's just trying to get behind the Senate candidates. Because Trump's always been good about that. Even the ones that stab him in the back, he's still, when it's time, he's a better politician than most politicians are. And so this girl says, are you people insane? So you're just going to give these important Senate seats to the Democrats? Go vote. And I told her, if you realize the system, if not fixed, will. Because she doesn't know, pretty face on Twitter, that the Georgia election officials have already agreed to give the ballot boxes, the drop-off ballot boxes, to the Democrats for the January 5th runoff. And she responds with the type of political insight that deems her to be a checkmark with how many followers? Deems her to have a checkmark with 288,000 followers because she's a pretty face on Twitter. So I said, if you don't fix the system, it will give it to the Democrats. And she says, you think they're going to try it again with the entire world watching? LOL. Hey, Anna Kraken, they did it on election night with the entire world watching, you dumb broad. They did it on the biggest stage possible. When everybody saw it. And the same thing happened in Wisconsin. And the same thing happened in Michigan. And in Arizona. And in Pennsylvania. They did it in front of you. They smacked you in the face. And they laughed the entire time. You think they're gonna do it again? With the whole world watching? Oh, you're so dumb. You friggin' idiot. They did it on the biggest stage possible. Godzilla Stacey Abrams already has 750,000 absentee ballots ready to go into the drop boxes that the feckless Georgia officials agreed to. Fix the damn system! Oh, but Lynn Woods, he's a Democrat. Oh, he's a Democrat, guys. He voted in the Democratic primaries. He's such a bad guy. I voted for Barack Obama in 2008. And I don't think Lynn Woods believes. He doesn't want to lose the Senate. But he is on the ground. He's seen evidence. Him and Sidney Powell have seen firsthand how absolutely foobarred the situation is in Georgia. So you, dumb idiot, if you listen to Pretty Face on Twitter, I go to the voting booth. Pop, here I go. I stamp my name. Vote Republican. And then you walk out. How did they beat us again? I followed the advice of the check marks. All the check marks just said go vote. You're voting in the same system that they just screwed you with. You're voting in the exact same system. Oh, but we just gotta go vote, guys. Why? And this is why Republicans lose. This is why Republicans lose the entire time. Because instead of demanding in a supposedly red state, which I'm saying supposedly, I know there's a lot of people here listening in Georgia. You know, Bulldog Gia, BulldogGia.com in Athens, Georgia. Great principle first people. I get it. I understand. But you think that running out there and just putting your name down, that they're not going to do it again? Of course they're going to do it again, and they're going to laugh at you. They're all laughing at you, man. They're all going to laugh at you. And they're going to steal it from under your nose again, and you're going to go, but I voted. And then, of course, they'll blame people like Lynn Wood, who is actually trying to do what good lawyers do. Very Southern preachery, by the way, yesterday. Which is not a bad thing. It's just, that's what I heard. He's trying to set, and I agree with the people in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. No, no, no. I here's the thing. This is the problem. This is the problem. I, Lynn Wood, other people are not saying don't go vote. But don't go into a gunfight with a Swiss Army knife. Demand that it's fixed. Use that pressure. What the hell is wrong with you people? Well, you got to do it anyway. No kidding, you got to do it. But at the same time, the system is already set to take you out. The system's already set to screw you. And I'm fired up because a bunch of idiot Twitter check marks, and I'll call her out, pretty face. Oh, LOL, you think they're going to do it on like, hey, stupid, that's how you underestimate your opponent? That's how you lose. Oh, well, they surely won't do it this time. Right? That perfectly encapsulates Republicans. Oh, they won't do it this time. Oh, they won't do it this time. This time they'll play fair. This time they'll play. Yeah, this time. And at least Emerald Robinson from Newsmax is clearing this up. Lynn Wood did not say that Republicans should avoid voting. He said that you had, that Loeffler and Perdue had to earn your vote by getting this feckless, fat, lazy, entitled governor of Georgia who has gone MIA. Is a dude a spook? Did he just disappear off the face of the earth? And the Georgia election officials, if this was Democrats, Antifa would be blowing up that office right now. They're not afraid of you. And of course, I'm not saying be violent, destroy things, but they're not afraid of any repercussions from you because you, and I'm not talking, well, yeah, because you idiots will, and I'm talking to the entire Republican Party. You idiots will go back and do the exact same thing and expect a different result. If you think there's going to be a different result on January 5th with the same system set in place, it's absolutely foolish. And nobody, if you took 5 seconds to take your head out of your own rear end and stop giving yourself as, you know, stop appointing yourself with a measure of importance like anybody cares what you say. Of course, because of public schools, most people don't have critical thinking skills. Most people don't have any idea of context when you say, hey, this entire setup is wrong. It's bad. The drop boxes, the entire system is completely snafu. I know. That's the only things I can get away with keeping this family friendly. Ooh, breaking news. It looks like America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, has been spotted at the Georgia State Capitol. If he makes an appearance, we will break in on it here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade channel. But anyway, if you had any critical thinking skills, you would realize that the system you're going to march back up to and vote on is going to screw you again. You could get 400 million people, let's just say, you could get every single conservative in the state of Georgia to vote. Let's say every single one of them. What's the population of Georgia? What's the population of Georgia, anybody? All right. You can get the entire pop. Let's say the entire population of Georgia voted.
10.6 million.
It's Georgia, 9.68 million people, about 10 million people. Let's just say that. Let's say there's 9 million, all 9 million voted for Trump and Kelly Loeffler. The Democrats will get 10.5 somehow. Because you're allowing them to do drop ballot votes. And you're not going to be able to check the signatures. You're not going to be able to verify where they're from. All this crap. We're going to do it again on January 5th.
But I went out and voted.
Yeah, but you didn't account. You didn't hold your politicians to account.